Good morning. Our question today is, when it comes to the Lel HaSeder, the first Seder, and if you're in Chutz Aretz, two Sedarim, when we have the matzah, do we dip it in salt? Do we apply salt like the rest of the year? Or is maybe Lel HaSeder different? So this is actually related to Parshas Vayikra. We're going to start with a pasuk. It's actually a famous pasuk that says, Al kol korban chatakriv melech, and all of your korbanos, you should apply melech, you should apply salt. So based on that, the Rama actually brings that pasuk for a relevant halacha. So the Rama says as follows, Shemitzvah, lehaniach al kol shulchan melech. It's a mitzvah when we are breaking bread, when we're having bread, we should put onto the table with it salt. Why? Before we break bread, before we eat, why? Ki ha-shulchan doma le-mizbeach, because our tables nowadays are similar to the mizbeach, the mizbechot. They had the salt on it when we brought karbana. So too, says the Rama, when we are eating on our table, which is our mizbeach, we also have salt. And he brings our pasuk, al kor gorban chatakriv melech, on all of your karbanos, you bring melech. So too, when we break bread, we have melech, we have salt as well. So based on that, our question is, how about Lel HaSeder? Should we also be using salt? And in fact, the minug by the Rizal is that we don't put the salt onto the challah all year. We dip the challah into the salt. We, in fact, do it three times, al pi Kabbalah. So do we continue that minhag at Lel HaSeder, or is it different? So we're going to start with the tour. The tour brings Rav Amram. He says, in fact, the Rambam says effectively the same thing, that we're at the Lel HaSeder, v'yavarach hamotzi, when we have this, the matzahs in front of us, we say the bracha hamotzi, and v'yitabel hamatzah b'charoses v'yochal, and we dip the matzah in charoses and we eat. That is what Rav Amram says, that's what the Rambam says. And the Tur, who's bringing them, asks three important questions on them. He says as follows, Veni yodea tibol ze b'charoses lama. Why would we dip the matzah into charoses? What's the reason for that? And if you want to say it's because we typically have a concept of adding salt to our challah, so to here we should be using salt with it, so why don't we just dip the matzah in salt rather than charoses? And in fact, he brings a Yerushalmi that says, V'tami shlei b'milcha. We do, in fact, apply salt, not charoses, to the matzah. That's question number one. If the charoses is in place of the salt, just use the salt. Number two, he brings in the name of the Baal Hamanig as follows, Shematzah hizecher l'cheirus, that the matzah, why we have the matzah, is to remember the emancipation, the freedom from Egypt, and charoses, in fact, represents the opposite. It represents the mortar, represents the hard work of Klal Yisrael building, for example. Building the Brim is the mortar that they were using. So that is what the charoset is. So why are we connecting those two opposite concepts, the concepts of freedom with the concept of slavery? They are in conflict with one another. And number three, says the Tur, matzah, the mitzvah, is midoraisa, and charoses is derabanan, it's rabbinic in nature, and the charoses, which is derabanan, will be mevata, will nullify the matzah, which is deoraisa. So we're hurting ourselves by using this charoses. So that is the Tur. Three questions on the minhag. Why do we dip the matzah into the charoses? And if it's anything else, we should be using salt, not charoses. So the Shulchan Aruch, this is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, at Lel HaSeder, Shiyavarach HaMotzi, V'alachilas Matzah, we say two brachas, we say HaMotzi like we do all the year. We also say the second bracha, Achilas Matzah, and afterward we take, he goes through the details, we take from the whole one on top, and we take from the half of the other matzah that we had prepared, Mishtei and Biyah, we take it together. What's relevant for us is v'yit b'lem b'melach, when we're saying amotzi and achilas matzah, we dip it into salt according to the Shulchan Aruch. That's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Indeed, we do dip in salt, but the Rama disagrees. He says the minhag for Ashkenazi v'ena minhag l'tavla b'melach b'laylach rishona. The minhag is not to dip in salt on the first night. The Aruch HaShulchan explains it's lav davka, not necessarily the first night, because in Chutz La'aretz there are two sedarim, it's two nights. So whatever it is, the Lel HaSeder or the two nights of the sedarim, the Rama is telling us that the minhag is not to dip the matzah into salt. Why? Depas naki ein tzarech melach. Because when we use our bread, and the same thing is with our matzahs, is depas naki. It's not using coarse flour. And accordingly, it doesn't need salt because it's already good tasting, even in the absence of applying the salt. So there we have it, an important machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, with the Shulchan Aruch saying we dip the matzah into salt like the rest of the year. And the Ramah says that's not our minag at the Lel HaSeder. The Sefer HaSufa says as follows. Why would we dip, based on the minag of the Shulchan Aruch, why would we dip the matzah into salt? So he says, "V'tovel osa b'melech shechein derech ani litpo pita b'melech." He says the reason for the minag to dip in salt, even at the Lel HaSeder, or maybe especially at the Lel HaSeder, is because the way of anim, the way an ani works, is the matzah is supposed to be lechem oni. It's supposed to be the matzah of the poor, of the slaved, enslaved. They eat their bread with salt, so we should do the same. So what we want to look at now is this rationale for the Shulchan Aruch. Why would we dip? We just brought one rationale, because it's melachoni and anim dipped their salt. But what's the primary reason for the Shulchan Aruch saying that the minag is to dip in salt, to dip the matzah in salt? And Emir Tzashem, tomorrow we will look at the other side. We will look at the shita of the Ramah, why the minag, at least of Ashkenazim, is to not dip the mitzvah in salt. So when it comes to the Shulchan Aruch, he says that the minag is to dip in salt. The Ben Ish Chai explains as follows. It's not only you dip it once. Sheyit belem b'melach gimel pa'amim v'yochlam b'seba at the Lel HaSeder. When we're eating the matzah shel mitzvah, the minag is to dip it not once but three times, and to eat, as we know, by leaning on the left side. That's the minag of the halacha of Heseba. And the reason is as follows. The Ben Ish Chai says that just like the rest of the year, the Arizal tells us we dip the challah into salt three times. Lel HaSeder is no different. We continue our minag of the whole year dipping into salt, and now it happens to be matzah instead of bread, but that minhag, that halacha indeed, needs to continue. So there we have it. We have an important machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch saying we dip, the Ramah saying we don't dip, and now we have two reasons for the Shulchan Aruch shita. First is based on the Ben Ish Chai explaining that the Arizal tells us we dip three times, and Lel HaSeder is no different. Then the second explanation, based on the Sefer HaSufos, is that we dip because that is the way of a poor person. He dips his challah, he dips his bread into salt. So too, this is the lechem oni, this is poor man's bread, is the matzah, and accordingly, we dip just like anim. And Emir Tzashem, tomorrow, we will see the minag Ashkenaz, the rationales why we wouldn't dip. Why would Pesach be different from the rest of the year? Have a wonderful day.